Let us pray. Lord, we praise you that today your perfect love drives out fear. And Lord, we thank you that you have called us your child. You have adopted us into your family. And nothing can separate us from your love. And Lord, as we think about your cross again today and your sacrifice, do a new work of grace within our hearts, we pray. A new work of healing power. Set us free to love you and serve you best of all. In Jesus' name, amen. On the eve of his crucifixion, Jesus gathered together his disciples in the upper room to share a meal. In Luke 22, verse 15, Jesus is recorded as saying to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." Today, some of us are able to gather in church, to gather at the Lord's table, to receive bread and wine for the first time in a long time. We last had a communion service like this in September last year and on Christmas Eve night. And we know that others worshipping at home must wait in hope to join us. And I say that we miss you today. There is a gap at our table. And we all today echo this eager desire of Jesus to share in this sacrament of the Lord's Supper. I have eagerly desired to eat this with you. But whether we are worshipping at home or in church, in this moment, as one church family, we can still gather at the foot of the cross of Jesus. Because it's a journey that we make in our hearts. And here, in our hearts, as deep calls unto deep, we find our communion with Jesus Christ. And in my message today, after such a long time since I presided at the Lord's Supper, I want to remind us of the message of the cross and the good news it brings. At the cross, we see our sin, our sufferings, and our salvation. And I want to touch on each of these themes in turn now. Firstly, at the cross, we remember our sin. And we'll put our first slide on the screen. Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on the cross. It was human sin that put Jesus on the cross. Selfish, cruel men, serving a cruel Roman regime, and cruel men serving a cruel religious code, had Jesus crucified. And sin is a word with I in the middle. And I speaks of me. It speaks of my selfish will, having my own way, living independently of God, rejecting God and his central place as king of my life. Sin is a small word with I in the middle. So in a wider sense, we share in the guilt of those who put Jesus on the cross. We can say, I am guilty, and Jesus died for my sins in my place. A church notice sheet, not this one, had a typing error announcing the hymn, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sin. And isn't it that? Isn't it through our careless talk, our unkind thoughts and words and actions, that we have all sinned many times, a thousand times? And so we bring to the foot of the cross today our own need for forgiveness, our own betrayals, our own burden of sin and guilt, the times we have denied Christ. And we bring to the foot of the cross today the sins of the world, amplified into organizations and systems, corporations and governments, injustice and racism. Jesus died for the sins of the whole world, and all because of his wonderful love, that he chose the cross. He surrendered his life. Jesus died to pay a debt he didn't owe, because we owed a debt we couldn't pay. Jesus died to pay a debt he didn't owe, because we owed a debt we couldn't pay. And it's been said, it wasn't just the nails that held Jesus to the cross, but his great love, his desire to see his Father's plan of salvation through. So I say to you, bring any burden of sin to the cross today. Picture John Bunyan's pilgrim, the man with a great burden strapped to his back, the burden of sin and guilt. He staggered up the hill of Calvary, marveled at the cross, and his eyes welled up with tears of gratitude to the Savior. Blessed be the cross, he began to say, and added, blessed rather be the man who died there for me. And the cords binding the burden to the man's back suddenly snapped, and the load on his back went bounding down the hill and rolled into the tomb, never to be seen again. Friends, let us picture our sins being rolled into the tomb today. As far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed our transgressions from us. So at the cross we see our sin, and secondly we see our sufferings. We'll see our next slide. God suffers with us just as he suffered for us. The cross reminds us of the power of pain, the power of death. And coronavirus has truly reminded us all of the power of death and the fragility of life. Many are still suffering. And the church is still suffering. And at the cross, as we see Jesus there, we know that God suffers with us and for us. And that on the cross, Jesus bears our sufferings and the sufferings of the whole world for all time. It's a mystery we can't understand. In Simpson and Stainer's hymn, Cross of Jesus, we find these words about this divine humiliation. O mysterious condescending, O abandonment sublime, very God Himself is bearing all the sufferings of time. Evermore for human failure, by His passion we can plead. God has borne all mortal anguish. Surely He will know our need. This, all human thoughts surpassing, this is earth's most awful hour. God has taken mortal weakness. God has laid aside His power. So friends, in your trials and your sufferings today, and those of the family and friends that you love, find comfort and hope today at the foot of the cross. God knows and understands our deepest needs. He has been there. He is there with you now. We know we are a church that is suffering. Many who are unwell at home or in hospital, many facing great challenges of family life, uncertainty of the future, grief and sorrow. We are a hurting church, but our Savior Jesus meets us at our point of need, and we need Him now more than ever. With the prophet Isaiah, we can say, surely He has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases. Yet we accounted Him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon Him was the punishment that made us whole. And by His wounds we are healed. A healing stream flows from the cross of Calvary, bringing new life. Will you open your hearts to drink deep of that fountain of life today? For the cross was not the end of Jesus. God raised Him back to life, and a new beginning followed. And we are His resurrection people. We share His victory. We must believe that our trials, we must believe that coronavirus is not the end of us. It will not have the last word. We may not yet see what our new beginning will be, but this is not the end. At the cross we see our sin. We take heart that we see our sufferings. And thirdly, we see our salvation. Our last slide. On the cross, Jesus stretched out His arms out to a world in need. And now risen, He holds out His hands, forever crucified, but risen, reaching out in invitation and friendship. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And each of us has that choice today to reach back out at Jesus and put our hand in His. to receive his blessings. And Kim reminded us in that reading of those manifold blessings that are ours today, and how God lavishes his grace upon us, as Paul told us. What a wonderful word that is, lavish. The opposite of sparingly. God lavishes his grace on us. Here at the cross is extravagant grace, abundant grace, more than we deserve grace. And that same Bible word, lavish, is used in the Gospels to describe the leftovers at the feeding of the 5,000. More than enough, more than we can imagine, overflows into our lives and into the lives of others. Friends, Jesus is reaching out for you today. Will you reach out for him? The cross brings us to the place where the empty are filled and the filled are emptied. Where the poor find riches and the rich realize their poverty. Here at the cross, all who hold out their hands receive what they need, receive full salvation. We reach out our hands to God today, and those of us in church will hold out our hands to receive bread and wine. As we gather at the foot of the cross of Jesus, as we eat bread and drink wine, we again remember our sin. He died that we might be forgiven. We remember our sufferings. He bears them as his own. And we remember our salvation and that invitation to come to him again. We rejoice today. With Christ, God will lead us where he has gone, through sacrifice and suffering, to the glory and triumph of heaven. Thanks be to God for the good news of the cross. Amen.